And we're back. Thank you for sharing part of your day with us. We're honored that you've chosen to spend a little time with us. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Amy. But before we bring her on here, I'd like you to give us a little background. Tell us what you can about her situation.
Well, Amy has 6 children.
Okay, so that must keep her busy.
Yes, I mean, that's 3 jobs. And, and she just loves to, live life with them. But she came to us because she was being very restricted. And she was dealing with low back issues, and she'll tell you more about that. I can tell you that it was diagnosed as having what's called torn annular ligaments and herniations, which is just like, that's like just a bum deal in your low back. It's really like a herniated disc. And, shots and surgery about what's available to you at that point.
All right. Fair enough. Let's bring her in here. Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm great.
Let's talk about how you ended up in Dr. Yardley's office. 6 kids, huh? You've been busy.
I'm a little busy. About 10 years ago, I herniated 2 discs and tore the annular ligament. And it just kept getting worse until I had an MRI and they said I had disc degeneration as well. And I got to the point where I was in constant pain all the time. And I could exercise, but then I couldn't go home and clean my house. Or if I cleaned my house, I couldn't exercise. And it just progressively got worse until my dad actually heard this show and said, hey, you have to go see Dr. Yardley.
Was it to the point where you couldn't pick up your babies anymore and stuff like that?
It was much harder. By the time it got to this point, my youngest was about 3. So luckily she didn't need as much help, but it got really hard. And there were times where my older kids were doing a lot of the housework, or they were helping me change diapers because I couldn't kneel down, I couldn't bend over. Even brushing my teeth was painful. It got really awful.
What was the emotional impact of that? How did that feel? Because you're not an older person. I mean, you've got your whole life ahead of you. That must have been just terrible for you.
It was, because I've always been the kind of person who, I don't sit still. I'm always doing stuff, and I like to accomplish things. And, with the house with 6 kids in it, there's always a lot to do. And I took great pride in being an active mom, and it was devastating, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had my share of back problems. In fact, that's what we've worked on with Dr. Yardley. And even though he's sitting across me right now, let's be honest with each other for a second. It was quite some time before I actually got in to see Dr. Yardley. How about you? Did you wait around a while before you finally made time to go into the Yardley Institute?
I did, and it took probably 4 or 5 months of my dad bugging me to say, fine, I will go and I will make an appointment. Just leave me alone about it. I'll do it.
So, Dr. Yardley, that's a pretty common thing. You and I have talked about this before.
We have.
Because I've had the experience of talking to several doctors about my back and getting a variety of opinions, and I actually came pretty close to having a procedure done on my back. But your way, your approach is different.
It is. And for both you and Amy, it was like, I'm working on the wrong end. I mean, it's the other end that hurts.
Right. So, Amy, you found out that you were a candidate for care. What was it like for you the first time Dr. Yardley made one of the micro adjustments?
It was actually really a neat experience, because a lot of my pain was on the right side of my body. And after he adjusted me, and people look at me like I'm insane when I say this, but it was also like almost like I could feel a flow that was opened up. I don't even know how to describe it other than that, like an energy flow where the whole right side of my body was kind of cool and tingly. Like, okay, it didn't feel like he did anything, but obviously something's happening, and I don't know, it was pretty neat.
Oh, so that was like the very first time you did anything?
Yep, very first time.
Wow. And do I understand that prior to this, you were actually getting injections to deal with the pain?
Yep, I had had my limit of 3 cortisone injections for the year, which, lasted about 2 weeks, and then was as if I had nothing. So to have something happen on my first visit was really, really made me happy.
And so, Amy, let's get the update. You've been going to Dr. Yardley for a while now. Have you been able to exercise? Have you been able to live your life with those 6 kids?
It is literally like night and day. It has changed my life completely. We have a pretty significant ridge here in Ellensburg where I live, and I hike it 3 times a week. Sometimes more. So I'm hiking 15 to 20 miles a week, and I come home and I make dinner and I clean my house, and I'm able to sleep at night, which was another huge thing. I would usually wake up 4 or 5 times a night to move because I hurt so much, and I sleep straight now.
That's very cool.
My husband will tell anybody this changed her life, and it's real.
What about those lovely cortisone shots? Gotten any more shots?
Oh, no. I haven't seen anyone else at all for my back.
That is fantastic, Amy. You know, hearing your story, it sounds to me like this restoration of your health, how your life has improved, this is something that you are committed to for the rest of your days.
Oh, I'm vigilant about paying attention to my body because the pain is so awful, I never want to experience it again.
Well, Amy, we're just delighted that you're getting such great results. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Amy travels from Ellensburg to get care.
Wow. Now, if Amy's story spoke to you, as it does to me, then maybe you want to contact the Yardley Institute, find out if you're a candidate for care there with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. next on AM 770 KTTH.